New York's Nash FM 94.7 cares about our community. We're talking about issues that matter to you and your family. This is Nash Matters with Tiffany Marie.
We're back with the president and CEO with the PAN Foundation, Dan Klein. Now, Dan, I know we were talking before a couple of things about what the PAN Foundation is, what you specifically do. Can you tell the listeners the eligibility requirements that are involved with this?
Sure. I had mentioned before that PAN operates about 60 different disease funds in areas like cancer and chronic illness and rare diseases. So the first thing people need to know when they call or come to our website is that they're going to have to have one of the illnesses that we provide help for. So that's the first thing. It's important for people to understand that we provide help with a lot of diseases, but not with every disease. And there's a list on our website, so they can go to our website and click on patient and assistance programs, and everything is there and easy to see. People do need to have health insurance, so that's another thing that's really important to understand. And just to give a bit of context, with the Affordable Care Act and with Medicare and Medicaid and employer health insurance plans, most people in the U.S. can get health insurance. It's available. The problem is that over the past decade or so, the out-of-pocket costs with the health insurance have become much greater. And so when I say out-of-pocket costs, I mean things like the deductible,
right,
the copay, the co-insurance. And for people who really have a serious illness, this can cost thousands and thousands of dollars a year. So just in Medicare, for example, people with cancer may have to pay $10,000 out of pocket in each calendar year. So if you're on Social Security, if you're on a fixed income, that's almost impossible to do.
Right.
And so the PAN Foundation really fills that gap. We provide that safety net for people. So again, having insurance, Medicare or commercial insurance, is a requirement. And then we act as a secondary payer to backstop that insurance. The other thing patients need to know is that we have a list of medications that we cover for each of our disease programs. So you need to check, if you call us or come to our website, that your medication is one that we provide help for. So we try to cover every medication in every disease category that is approved by the FDA for that disease. And we also provide coverage for other medications that might help with the symptoms or pain management, other aspects of the illness. So we cover brand drugs, we cover generic drugs. And again, the goal is to cover everything for each of the diseases that we provide help for. We do have an income requirement, and that's important for people to understand. And it's either 500% of federal poverty level or 400% of federal poverty level or less. So for a household of two, 400% of federal poverty level is about $65,000 a year. And then lastly, people need to either, well, they need to reside and be getting treatment in the U.S. So they don't have to be citizens, but they need to reside here and they need to be getting treatment here. So those are the eligibility criteria. And I think what people need to understand, whether they have Medicare or whether they have coverage through the Affordable Care Act, that insurance is great if you aren't too sick. And, you know, basically, if you're relatively healthy and just getting your routine care, the deductibles and the copays are manageable for right. most people. But if you are unfortunately, you know, given a diagnosis of cancer or Parkinson's disease or another serious illness, your world really changes, because the medications for these diseases are very expensive, and oftentimes the deductible hits at one time in the year. So for Medicare patients, it's very hard to budget this out-of-pocket cost, because it may hit at the beginning of the year. And so for somebody to find $5,000 in January is really tough.
Right.
And that's one of the problems. One of the things that we think would help make it easier is for Medicare and other health insurance plans to spread the cost sharing more evenly throughout the year. We think that would be a good way to help with this issue. Another thing would be to make sure that at least one of the medications for treating each of these diseases is on the non-specialty tiers of the insurance, so that you're not paying a percentage coinsurance, but would be just paying maybe a $15 copay. So we think that would be a good change to make. And the other really big change that would help people would be to put an out-of-pocket limit on Medicare. So in the Affordable Care Act, there is an out-of-pocket limit. Now, it may be the case that you can't afford to get there, but in 2018, the out-of-pocket limit for the Affordable Care Act is $7,350 for individuals. So you can imagine not every family is going to be able to swing that.
Right.
So they may need to get help either from the drug manufacturer or from an organization like PAN. But in Medicare, in Part D, the drug plan, there is no out-of-pocket limit. So patients basically pay a deductible and some coinsurance, and then they fall into something called the donut hole. But even when they get past that and they've spent $5,000 out-of-pocket, they still have to pay 5% forever for whatever additional costs there is. So if you have an expensive drug, and a lot of drugs these days for treating cancer and other illnesses are expensive. I mean, they're wonderful drugs. They, you know, give people hope of living longer, but they're expensive. So in Medicare, people have trouble paying for that out-of-pocket cost.
I'm here with the president and CEO with the PAN Foundation, Dan Klein. Now, Dan, how does PAN help beyond health insurance?
Great question. For someone with serious illness, obviously financial barriers are, you know, critical. So once they get past the financial barrier, it's still a challenge. You know, people still need a lot of support. Oftentimes they'll need, you know, peer support, or they may need help with staying on their medications, or they may need counseling or help navigating the insurance system. So what PAN does is we partner with the leading patient advocacy groups in the country. So for each of the areas where we provide a grant, like breast cancer, we partner with an organization. So we partner with Living Beyond Breast Cancer, which is a patient advocacy group that does great work helping support patients. And we partner with the Lung Association and the Liver Foundation. So depending on which disease someone is getting help with from us, we'll put them in touch if they want. It's optional, obviously. But if they want someone from one of our partner organizations to contact them, they can ask and we will provide the contact information. And we think this is really critical, because if patients with serious illness are going to be successful with their therapy, they need more than just financial assistance. You know, the family support, they need the peer support, they need education, and these patient advocacy groups are great at providing that kind of support.
Now, can you just tell our NASH listeners where they can get more information?
Sure. Once again, the best place to get information about PAN is to go to our website, which is PAN Foundation, P-A-N Foundation, all one word, .org. So it's .org. And the other place to come is our 800 number, which is 866-316-7263. So our call center is open 5 days a week from 9 to 5 Eastern Time. But our website and our online application is available 24/7. And that is the best way to enroll in PAN. And I think your listeners should know that when they do come to the website, they can see a list of our programs and which ones are open and which ones are closed. And they open and close throughout the year, depending on the availability of funding. And They can apply. They'll fill out the information online. And again, within about 10 to 15 minutes, they'll know whether they have a grant. And once they have the grant, they can immediately take it. They can take the information we give them, their ID number, insurance information to the pharmacy, and they can use it right away. And they can pick up a prescription that very day that they enroll with PAN.
It's that fast.
It's that fast. And then the other thing that I think is sometimes discouraging, and people should know that we work very hard to keep our funds open, but it's sometimes discouraging if someone comes to our website and one of our funds is closed. So, for example, we received a large donation recently for our prostate cancer fund, many millions of dollars. We opened the fund and gave out almost 2,000 grants within 1 week, and then we closed the fund because we ran out of the money. We gave it away that fast. Now, the people who got the grants, they have enough funding to last a whole year. Our prostate cancer grants are $7,500, so that should cover their deductibles and the copays for the whole year. Now, someone who comes today would see the prostate cancer fund is closed, but they can put their name on a fund reopen notification list. That's a mouthful, but we call it the fund reopen notification list. And as soon as the fund opens, they'll get an email, and they can then immediately go and enroll. This is important because we serve patients on a first-come, first-served basis. And, I mean, that's essential. Everybody needs to know that they've got an equal opportunity to enroll at PAN, regardless of whether they call themselves or they go to our website or whether their doctor calls. Everybody's got the same opportunity.
I want to thank you so much for coming in, Dan, and educating everyone on what the PAN Foundation is.
I appreciate it. As I said, we're the biggest foundation nobody's ever heard of, but we know that we're important to the people who need help from us, so we want to get people to come to our website and call our 800 number.
Well, you heard it first, Nash listeners. I am here with the president and CEO with the PAN Foundation, Dan Klein. Thank you again, Dan, for coming in.
Thanks very much, Tiffany.
This has been Nash Matters with Tiffany Marie on Nash FM 94.7.
If you'd like your organization or charity featured on Nash Matters, contact us through our website at nashfm947.com. And thank you for listening to Nash Matters on New York's Nash FM 94.7.